We sang a stanza of "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God," which is kind of an anthem for Reformation, written by the German reformer Martin Luther, based on the psalm we also read earlier together responsively, Psalm 46. This was one of the handful of psalms not written by King David, but written by the sons of Korah, which was a priestly line in the Levitical clan. They wrote psalms specifically about celebrating the presence of God among his people. The presence of God at the temple, the presence of God at Mount Zion, where the temple was in the holy city of Jerusalem, and the presence of God among all of his people, no matter where they dwelled. This particular psalm is a celebration of God's presence through adversity, through trial and tribulation. The Syrians had surrounded the town of Jerusalem with their armies, banging on their walls, wanting to get in, to siege that city, probably to kill and to steal. But their walls remained strong. They were there for weeks and maybe even months on end, being besieged by this Assyrian army. King Hezekiah, maybe because of the good counsel that he had, or maybe because of the knowledge he had of the city, realized that there was actually a spring called the Gihon Spring that actually ran through the city that sustained them. What Hezekiah did was he dug a tunnel to access this underground river. And so they were given this life-sustaining water to sustain their life through this besieged city. And they were able to survive it. So this psalm is a celebration of that river whose streams make glad the city of God. The psalmist invites us into that celebration with the words, "Be still and know that I am God." In the midst of all the noise and all the clamor, all the anxiety and the fear, the psalmist invites us to a quiet place. This assurance of God's grace into the stillness to know that God is present with you too in the midst of your besieged life. Though you feel like a city surrounded by an army at times, the psalmist wants you to have the assurance of God's grace in the midst of your storms. Martin Luther was the German reformer that we talked about earlier, that Jackie talked about. But he wasn't always a very religious person. He actually was on his way to school when he was caught up in a thunderstorm. And lightning struck very close by, which got his attention. And then he made a pact with God. He said, "God, if you spare my life, I'll become a monk." God spared his life, and so Martin Luther was good on his word. He entered the Augustinian cloister there in Erfurt, Germany. I had the privilege in 2017, on the 500th anniversary of the Reformation, I had the privilege of spending the night just underneath the room, the cell where Martin Luther once stayed. It was in that monastery that Luther felt the storm of his soul being tossed to and fro in the wind. He was struck with the terror of God's righteousness that demanded on his life perfection. He was overcome with his sin. In fact, when he would go to confess his sin to his father confessor, he would get up when he was done and he would remember more sins that he had committed and would go back into the confessional. So overwhelmed by his own sin, Staupitz, his father confessor, said, "You obsess too much about your sin. He handed him a crucifix and he said, "Think more about the wounds of Jesus, the sacrificial, selfless love of Christ that forgives your sins and assures you of eternal life." And that's what calmed Martin Luther's storm of his soul, this being still and knowing that God is who God says he is. The word "be still" actually means relax and know that I am God. Luther would experience this multiple times. When he was a priest, he heard about this other priest, Tetzel, going around the German countryside, filling the villagers and the people with the fear of purgatory and hell, and said that if you purchased this piece of paper called an indulgence, you could buy your way out of purgatory and hell, and you could also buy the way out for your dead relatives. Luther said, "Enough is enough." And so he wrote the 95 Theses and put them on the church door in Wittenberg to declare, "No, we're saved by grace through faith. It's a free gift to be received, this forgiveness and eternal life that we have in Jesus." He asked the German people to be still, to relax, and know that God is a good and gracious God, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and mercy. And then there was another storm that Luther experienced. Actually, it was like being a besieged city. Luther was very outspoken about his belief in the grace of God. And the Pope and the church said they wanted him dead or alive. And so they sent out these papal bulls that said so. And Luther was kidnapped by a friend and hidden in a castle in Wartburg, which, by the way, I've also been to. And I've actually been in the room where Luther found this quiet space to be still, to relax, and know that there is a God as he translated the Bible from Hebrew and Greek into the German language, which brought the gospel to the common folk, the people who didn't speak Latin and didn't know Hebrew and Greek, so that they would also know that God is a good and gracious God. We see this pattern even in Jesus' life, where he, in the midst of being pressed upon by the people, demanding healing and demanding bread, that he would withdraw. He would go someplace and relax, that he would be still and have his intimate time with God, his heavenly Father. We see this in the Garden of Gethsemane, even on the night that he's betrayed. He is in agony, but he's being still. He's pouring out his God, praying that that cup would pass for him were it not for God's will to be done. It's in the midst of the storm of the cross that Jesus is literally surrounded by soldiers and those crucifying him, where he cries out, "My God, why have you forsaken me?" But it's in the stillness of that moment that he also finds the assurance when he gives his spirit and surrenders it to the Father when he says, "Into your hands I commend my spirit." Psalm 46 is a beautiful invitation for you and me. When we feel assaulted, when we feel pressed upon, when we feel our city walls about to come crumbling down, to know that there is a river whose streams make glad the people of God. The stream of God's mercy. Jesus called it the spring of eternal life when he met the Samaritan woman that would gush forth to eternal life. The Word of God, baptism. Even as we come to the table, that we have this flow of God's grace coming to us with the bread and the wine and the body and blood of Jesus to help us be still, to be open, to take some time to reflect and to receive that gift of the Holy Spirit that cannot be earned, that certainly is not deserved, but is a free gift that we have, by grace alone, through Christ alone, through faith alone, for the glory of God. To the glory of God be alone, the glory. Be still and know that God is your God, that you are a royal daughter and son of the Most High. In the name of Jesus, amen.